Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Assistant City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about the latest going on with Streetscape. Big announcement in the latest Streetscape meeting was that Main Street is actually going to be opening up early. Tell us a little bit about the progress with this and how good it is to be able to get this done and over with.
Yeah, originally we had thought that Main Street would be opening the weekend of 4th of July, but it's actually going to be the weekend before, so we're really excited to have that. We're down to just the brickwork and then some striping, painting the lines there on the street for parking and lanes of traffic, and that's really big for us. We're really excited to be able to have that open early, and not just for us as the city, but for everyone here in Knoxville to be able to visit those businesses that much easier and keep traffic flowing.
What do you think were some of the factors to being able to get Main Street done ahead of schedule?
Well, I think we really were lucky to get a good stretch of weather, so that's a big part of it. But also just really planned it ahead well so that we could maximize the downtime and keep working in spite of weather when we did have it. Also, a lot of credit to those crews working out there. They've done a good job of keeping on schedule and doing good work. We haven't had a lot of mistakes or things that had to be redone. So I think those are all factors in keeping this project not only on schedule, but even ahead of schedule.
And this was a bit of a worry, closing two streets down at the same time to work on them, but it seems like it has paid off and things have gotten done fairly quickly.
Yeah, you know, the original thought was, and we actually talked to businesses around the square about this, that they'd like to see speed, and even if that meant closing two streets, that it would be worth it to have the project completed quicker. And so based on that recommendation from those businesses, we took on the two streets at once. I know it's been a challenge. I don't want to minimize that, but I think it's coming together nicely now. Kind of like pulling off a Band-Aid quick versus pulling it slow. So it's going to be nice to have this project wrapping up, specifically Main Street, and being back open for business.
Now, the progress with Robinson still continuing on. Actually, looks like we could see concrete pouring next week. Tell us a little bit about the progress on Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson has continued to be a steady progress there. We're hoping, to start pouring the concrete next week. There will still be some colored concrete, which will take a little more time to do that as part of the aesthetics of the project. Still some work to be done, so it's going to be a week or two behind, probably more like 2 weeks behind Main Street. But again, very much on schedule, looking very good for Nationals, hopefully a couple of weeks before that even. So as far as we know, and again, weather permitting, we're right on schedule with Robinson.
And considering the fact that Robinson started after Main, the fact that it's finishing up so quickly afterwards, it has actually been done a little bit quicker.
Yeah, actually a little less infrastructure to deal with on Robinson versus Main Street, so that's sort of helped. And again, a lot of credit to the crews who we have out there working. City staff there on the spot have kept that moving along, and we've been very pleased and with the timing and the way the project has gone, and be glad to see it done at the same time.
What other information would you like to tell people in regards to the Streetscape project?
Well, especially with Main Street opening up, we encourage everyone to come down, see the work that's been done, enjoy the new aesthetics, and for those businesses, all the new infrastructure underneath. And we would just encourage you to come out and patronize those businesses. As always, support your local businesses and get out and shop Knoxville.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Assistant City Manager Aaron Adams, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.